Welcome back to the Press Box, and it's already 2 weeks after the Kentucky Derby 151. My host, as always, Dave Buzzy Baker, the Hall of Famer.
2 weeks after what we call the McLean Derby, as he nailed it for you. We'll talk about that more a little bit later, but the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Elk Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe, Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, dude, you were right on. I mean, it had to be back in like February when you got on Sunday, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, going into the Fountain of Youth, I really thought the horse was doing great. I had watched his win at the Street Sense at Churchill, and I've had my eye on him ever since his impressive win. I think he won the Street Sense by 5 lengths. And, you know, winning it over that track, he came from last to do it that day. And he beat a really good field of horses. I really thought this year's Derby field, with top 10 horses, were really, you know, we lost Kaplan Street early due to the injury in his last work for trainer Brad Cox. But really the top 9 horses I really thought were legit horses this year. And you know, I thought Sovereignty stood out to me. Journalism was my second horse. And really of a horse that won the Jeff Ruby, Final Gambit was my third pick. So, you know Gambit ran fourth behind Baeza, and I didn't have Baeza because he was 21st or 22nd going into the week. So, I included Baeza and Final Gambit in my on my Derby Day picks. But I really thought they were all running second to Sovereignty really back in, from the beginning.
Okay, so Sovereignty now getting some well-deserved time off. Not surprising at all that Bill Mott would choose to skip the Preakness. And so that leaves us, I believe, I haven't heard anything, 9 in the Preakness field later today, 6:50 Eastern time for the 150th running of the second leg of the Triple Crown.
Yeah, and, you know, it takes, obviously, some glitter off of the Preakness. But, you know, this has been coming for quite some time. The Triple Crown has got to address either the timing of the race or make the Preakness such more incentive to run in it. And a couple of years ago, well, maybe more than a couple, maybe 20 years ago, we had the Visa Triple Crown bonus, you know, and that added, I think, some incentives for the interested parties. But, you know, Sovereignty's owned by Godolphin, and they're playing the long game here. This is a high-end stallion prospect for them, and so they're playing the long game. But, you know, with the Preakness, they're going to have to upgrade Pimlico, and which is in the plans now since the state of Maryland has taken over the track, and they're planning on upgrading. Laurel has already upgraded and have plans to do so. With the transfer of ownership from the StroneX over to the state of Maryland. And I really think the Preakness has got the Triple Crown, if it's going to stay in this timeline between races. And, you know, I'm a believer in history, but, you know, the game has changed so dramatically that maybe it's time to look at a little different timeline on the Triple Crown. And they're also, obviously, but you will have to be some asterisks out beside it because it won't be the same as having won the Derby 2 weeks later, come and win in the Preakness, and then 3 weeks after the Preakness to win the big race, the longest race of the three, the Belmont Stakes. So, it's still a very, very good field, and really journalism is going to be the headlight or the headliner of this field.
Sure. Okay, so however you want to do it, let's go ahead and start talking about ponies you like in this race.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go to my second pick in the Derby, and that's Journalism. And he's not going to be – there's no big surprise here. He's going to be – if you can get the morning line price of 8 to 5, I think you load up and you just – try to take your money and go to the next race. Journalism has raced six times in his career, never been off the board, four wins, one second, that being in the Derby, and one third, and that was the career debut out at Santa Anita last October when he was third in his debut run, going only six furlongs, which obviously was just too short for him that particular day. You know, a son of Curlin, this guy has all the pedigree and all the credentials to just dominate this field. There are a couple of, you know, horses in here that I think, you know, may be interesting. I think probably of the field of nine, the most interesting threat to journalism, in my view, will be River. And I'm going to let you pronounce
the River Thames.
Thames. I like to call him the River Thames, as you well know. But the River Thames, you know, he ran third in the Bluegrass behind Burnham Square and East Avenue, but he was closing on a speed-favoring track that day. He was second to Sovereignty only by a neck, and really was the closest thing to Sovereignty, you know, other than, you know, the horse.
Down in Florida.
That was in the Fountain of Youth, yeah, when Sovereignty won that one. Obviously, Brad Cox's horse came back and beat Sovereignty in the Florida Derby. But, you know, I that race was awfully, awfully good for River Thames in the Fountain of Youth. I think he's got a shot. And the reason I think he's got a shot is he may be a little closer to the pace. These turns at Pimlico are a little tighter, a little sharper. I think that River Thames picking up Irad Ortiz Jr. could maybe get the jump on him and maybe able to outlast journalism to the wire. That would be my play. The other horse worth taking a look at that kind of fits that same bill is Gosger, who won the Lexington, the Grade 3 Lexington for Brendan Walsh, a son of Nyquist, who was a Derby winner in his own right. But Gosger ran second in his career debut back in December at Gulfstream, then came back and won his maiden the next time out. Don't know really what he has beaten in his career, but his run into Lexington was very impressive. Irad rode him that day, and now opts for River Thames here. So Luis Saez, who's no slouch in the saddle himself, those are the two that I think, River Thames and Gosger, because of their running styles, they're going to maybe get the jump on journalism, and that might just give them an edge. There's plenty of speed in here to take a shot at, I think, led by Steve Asmussen's horse, Clever Again, a son of American Pharoah. He's coming in off two straight wins. You know, he is going to go to the lead for Jose Ortiz. And then, you know, you've got the Derby Wonder Horse, Sandman, who's a deep closer. I just don't see Sandman fitting this track profile, this race profile. American Promise is kind of interesting, Buzzy, because he can lay close. He won. He broke his maiden going gate to wire down at Oaklawn in December. His best race as a three-year-old came in the Virginia Derby when he was second just off the lead, then ran on to win that race by over seven lengths. He had some trouble in the Derby, but normally everybody does. And then you got Goal Oriented, a horse for Bob Baffert who ships in. He's a speedster, and you know, Flavian Pratt rode him the last time he won at Churchill on a sloppy track going gate to wire. That's something to pay attention to, Buzzy, in today's race, whether or not the track ends up catching some of this rain that washed through Kentucky on Friday and Saturday. Does it make it up to Maryland by race time on Saturday evening? And then you need to look and see who has won over a sloppy track. Journalism ran awfully well over the mud at Churchill Downs, so I don't think that compromises him. The only thing that I really wonder about, does River Thames or Gosger get the jump on him and he's just not able to get there closing? But I you got to think journalism has got the class in this field.
Okay, so that brings us to the point now. That's an excellent breakdown. So how is it that you play?
I'm gonna play River Thames and Gosger and journalism in a box, an exacta box. And if Gosger and River Thames hit 1-2, then I think you score a pretty hefty residual on your play. You know, if they split and they can beat journalism, then I still think you make some money on that play as well. If journalism wins over the two, then you probably are going to come closer to breaking even. But I think that there's some incentive there on two out of the three bets that you might have in that play is to box journalism. River Thames, who is the six horse for trainer Todd Pletcher, and Gosger, who is a big price for trainer Brendan Walsh. Again, I think there's plenty of speed with if the Asmussen horse goes, that being Clever Again, goes with the Baffert horse, goal-oriented. I think it does set up really perfectly for those stalkers that are going to be laying in their second and third, or, you know, third and fourth, and followed up by journalism. The only thing that compromises my mind in journalism is whether or not the short the turns being a little bit tighter, does it compromise his closing kick? But he's just really, really good, and you know, then you might take a journalism over those other two horses straight play as well. And I'll leave that up to the better and you know how they feel. But journalism is going to be awfully tough in my view. This is kind of I would hope down the road for a journalism sovereignty, kind of like we talked about earlier in the year, Buzzy, an affirmed Ali Dar kind of play out. You know, I'd love to have seen them back in the Preakness together, but certainly we may see them down the road, maybe in the Belmont, maybe on down the road, and in some other, maybe the Travers, maybe in the Breeders' Cup. But I'd love to see these two horses really kind of create that competition, that rivalry that we used to see back in racing's golden age, and maybe we can have another golden age here with sovereignty and journalists.
Okay, and let's remember this now. Okay, so you can get all of Gene's picks on the Preakness card and on this weekend's cards at Churchill Downs, and all you have to do is go to the pressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Global Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. It was great to see you and the young Donna on Derby Day, and it looked like festivities galore.
Yes.
For the young Donna on Derby Day. And she had to make her way to a business trip a little later that evening. And glad to have her now back in the Commonwealth to celebrate the second leg of the Triple Crown.
Love you, my man. Have a great day.
Love you too, buddy. See you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.